With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Montana is getting $500,000 from a new federal grant to train teachers and students on school safety following the mass shooting earlier this year at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Corn Kate's Carney reports.
The grant money is part of the Stop School Violence Act passed by Congress and signed into law earlier this year. Dylan Klapmeyer, the communications director of the Montana Office of Public Instruction, says we'll help school districts have plans and training in case of an emergency.
Whether it's a school shooting, but also inclement weather, it could be a blizzard, it could be a wildfire, it could be wild animals, it could be flooding, whatever those most immediate threats are to communities, we want them thinking about those threats and having plans in place for them.
In OPI's request for the grant funding, the agency highlighted Montana's lack of mental health services, low law enforcement resources, and high turnover in school staff as factors that increase the risk of safety concerns in schools. Klapmeyer says OPI will use the money to hire a specialist to create professional development for school administrators on safety best practices. The money will also be used on bullying prevention programs for students. Klapmeyer says the grant funds will be available to Montana by next spring at the earliest, and the money is good for 3 years.
Montana's Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider a 2003 ruling that says it's unconstitutional to bring new criminal charges after a state statute of limitations for the crime has expired. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has scheduled a visit next week to Montana, where he's expected to finalize a proposal to block new mining claims on the forested public lands just outside Yellowstone National Park. According to an Interior Department spokesperson, Zinke, a former Montana congressman, plans to sign documents and make a, quote, major announcement, unquote, about conservation on Monday in the Paradise Valley area. The U.S. Forest Service last month recommended approval of the proposal that would block new claims for gold, silver, and other minerals on 30,000 acres. About 1.7 million people drove through the area last year, and withdrawing the land from new mining development would help protect wildlife and recreation, Forest Service officials concluded. The House Natural Resources Committee on September 26th approved permanent withdrawal legislation sponsored by Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved identical legislation from Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester on Tuesday. A school bus full of Browning students and staff was turned away from a Flathead area convenience store for the second time in a year. The Missoulian reports about 40 members of the Browning cross-country team and coaches were on the bus as it approached Woody's Country Store outside Kalispell. Store employees refused service to the students. The event has sparked a social media outcry and charges of racism. Woody's owner Chuck Weiss posted an apology on the store's Facebook page, which has since been taken down. Weiss denied that race had anything to do with the incident and said store staff wasn't capable of accommodating so many students. According to a statement from Browning Public Schools Superintendent Corinna Gardapi Hall, Browning students were respectful and courteous. She said, quote, I am recommending that our buses and teams not stop at this establishment in the future, unquote. According to a Blackfeet Nation Facebook post, the students were served at a different convenience store in Big Fork after being turned away. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's going to attend his daughter's wedding back home in Montana on Saturday, regardless of a possible weekend Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Daines told the Associated Press today that two things are going to happen this weekend. There's going to be a new Supreme Court justice, and Daines is going to walk his daughter down the aisle. A debate between Montana's U.S. Senate candidates scheduled for this Saturday has been postponed. The Montana Television Network and Yellowstone Public Radio announced the cancellation of the Great Falls debate today. Incumbent Democrat John Tester is expected to be on the Senate floor Saturday for a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Tester has said he will vote no on the nomination. Saturday's debate in Great Falls was going to be the second debate between Tester and his Republican opponent, State Auditor Matt Rosendale. Libertarian Rick Breckenridge was also invited to the debate. MTN says it's unclear if the debate will be rescheduled. Today, the Cook Political Report called Montana's U.S. Senate race a, quote, toss-up, after previously saying the race leaned more in favor of Tester. The report says that the debate over Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination is galvanizing the Republican base. The Associated Press has released a fact check on Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale's claims that incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester put off meetings with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The AP reports Rosendale got that mostly wrong. Tester's staff tried multiple times to set up a meeting with the nominee, but could not agree with the White House on a date, according to emails released by Tester's office. Rosendale's claim against the two-term incumbent feeds into State Auditor Rosendale's narrative of Tester as hostile to the agenda of President Donald Trump, who won Montana by 20 percentage points in 2016. The fact check also says Rosendale was right that Tester falsely claimed the White House canceled a meeting. During a Senate candidates debate last Sunday, Tester said Kavanaugh was not a good pick for the court. A group of Jamaican citizens is suing a private ski and golf resort in Montana, claiming they were robbed of tips and service charges while working there over the last year. The Great Falls Tribune reports the group filed a federal lawsuit last month in Butte against the Yellowstone Club and an Atlanta-based staffing agency. The class action lawsuit claims as many as 110 Jamaicans recruited under the H-2B visa program faced illegally low pay and discrimination at the club in Big Sky. The historic Dumas brothel in Uptown Butte has been sold at a tax deed auction for $29,000. The Montana Standard reports David and Charlie Prince, who own a construction company in Forsyth, were the highest bidders Wednesday. The Princes, who describe themselves as history buffs who dabble in ghost hunting, say they aren't sure what they're going to do with the property, but they plan to maintain its historic nature. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.